Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside the MDN studio. Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket online at WTK.com. The MDN, that is where you gear up for the latest and greatest with the Michigan apparel that you need. And, of course, for this Michigan baseball season, you can gear up with the latest and greatest College World Series gear. They've got a blue Michigan College World Series t-shirt. It is navy blue, and it's got the Omaha logo on it, and it just says Michigan Men's College World Series. The logo, really sweet shirt. I'm picking one of those up for my wife, picking one of those up for me. There's a gray shirt that has, it says Michigan College World Series in the back, has all the teams that are in it. I really like the shirt. The problem is it's a gray shirt, and there's some red writing on there, some red logos because of Louisville.
Ew.
And yeah, so red and gray on the same shirt is kind of a no-no, right?
Ew.
Exactly. They also have the poster, the official poster of the College World Series. I'm going to pick one of those up, I think, because I think it'll be fun to have one of those hanging in my sports room. And, of course, they have the Road to Omaha hats, that the team wore after they clinched their bid and their spot in the College World Series, plus other Michigan baseball gear. They have a Run the Diamond t-shirt, a gray t-shirt with a home plate on it with a block M. Actually had that t-shirt. I was wearing that one the other day. They have blue and white baseball jerseys. They have blue and gray different Michigan baseball t-shirts. They've got a few different Michigan baseball hats. And so if you're gearing up to go to Omaha, maybe you're just gearing up to watch the team and you want to pick up a Michigan baseball shirt, you can do that by gearing up with our friends from the MDN and the Victus Collection. Right now, still ordering online, pre-ordering online the specific stuff for the College World Series. I'm awaiting word that the gear is officially in stores for the t-shirts, the College World Series t-shirts and the College World Series hat and posters as well. I'm waiting for the official word of in stores now, but right now still can do pre-order and then pick up in stores and shopping in stores as soon as it's available. It's supposed to be today, might be tomorrow as well as that gear is coming in. Gear up for game day and every day with our friends from the MDN, the Victus Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050 WTK.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Ticket.
It's time for the countdown to the 2019 Michigan football season on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.
The Ticket.
Inching closer, Mr. Miz, inching closer.
Sure,
we are now 80 days away until August 31st for that 7:30 game against Middle Tennessee State.
I'm so freaking pumped.
I know it's not the I know it's not the sexiest of openers. I know not everyone's excited about a night game, but I am thrilled that we are 80 days away until the start of the Michigan football season. Now, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
I can wait to get there. We have college baseball. We have the summer.
Yep.
And I'm going to enjoy these next couple of months, these next 80 days. But, yes, we are going to be amped up 80 days from now because we will be at the corner of Stadium Main for the Go Labatt Blue Victors Lounge, getting you ready for the start of the 2019 Michigan football season. There are two former number 80s that I want to mention this morning, and there was a number 80 on the roster, and I'll get to that in a moment. The first former number 80, Miz, came to us from Sturgis, Michigan. He was born in 1923. Mm-hmm. The 1930 census lists him and his family living in Three Rivers. So I wonder if Tim in Three Rivers has any relation to Art Renner. Art Renner came to us, as I mentioned, out of Sturgis. Arrived on campus in 1942, was a varsity Wolverine 43-46. He was an end, about 6'2", 175 pounds. So he played on the freshman team in 1942. He was a key contributor in the 1943 team. He was in the nine games started in 1944 for the eighth-ranked Michigan Wolverines. And then from in 1944 and 45, he was inducted into the U.S. Marine Corps, and then he was discharged in the fall of 1945, and he played part of the 1945 season for the Michigan football team after being discharged from the Army. And if you remember the Army game in 1945, that was the year that the that Michigan decided because of Mr. Inside, Mr. Outside, Blanchard and Davis for Army, and that team was so stacked. Michigan had decided to try the two-platoon system. And that was the basically the invention of the two-platoon system, and it was Art Renner that scored Michigan's only touchdown when they got beaten by a really, really, really good Army team in 1945. And then because of the relaxed rules at that time of the year, at that time of the history of college football, although freshmen were ineligible, they did grant extra years of eligibility because of going off to war. Art Renner was a captain of the sixth-ranked 1946 Michigan football team. So he played 43, 44, part of 45, and then he played in 46 for the Michigan Wolverines. Had a couple of top 10 teams in there. Captain, as I mentioned, in 46. And then he went on in 1947 to be drafted 56th overall by the Green Bay Packers, but he chose an engineering career instead of professional football. And we talked so much during the countdown about guys from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, even into the 50s that picked other careers working in the automotive industry, doctors, engineers, pharmaceuticals, and they chose all those different careers instead of professional football because, well, it was not all that lucrative to play professional football. It did not have the same glamour attached to it that it does now to be a professional athlete. And again, the stability wasn't there. The money wasn't there. It was totally different back then. So Art Renner chose to go into engineering, then play for the Packers, and not because it was the Packers, because that would be something Sam would say. Of course, I would say, how could you choose engineering over my wife's Packers? Granted, my wife was not born in 1940. In fact, my dad wasn't even born yet when he was drafted by the Green Bay Packers. My dad was born later on that year, born in 1947. Total aside note there. We are 80 Art Renner days away until the start of the 2019 Michigan football season. We are also 80 Doug Marsh days away. Doug Marsh, a 6'3", 225-pound tight end out of Akron, Ohio. I bet you our buddy Rick that's listening will tell us all about Doug Marsh because Doug Marsh was a varsity Wolverine 1976 to 1979. In August of 1976, before he played his first game for the Wolverines, he played in the historical Big 33 Football Classic, which is generally Ohio versus Pennsylvania. And in fact, if you go back through the years, the stat mill may still hold that we are on a run that there has been an alum from the Big 33 I believe has played on in every Super Bowl, maybe even from the beginning. That's how long the Big 33 has been around and how deep that roster usually is for talent. I believe a Big 33 member has played in every Super Bowl. That streak might have eventually been snapped in the last few years, but I think that's still going on. Total side note there. Doug Marsh, who came to us out of Akron, Ohio, had 56 catches for 947 yards and 10 touchdowns in his career at Michigan. In 1978, he caught two TDs from our friend Ricky the Peach Leach in Michigan's win over Notre Dame in the renewal of the rivalry. In 1979, he was a 12-game starter and finished his career with more catches, and finished the season with more catches than a guy by the name of Anthony Carter. Marsh that year had 33 catches, AC had 17. Doug Marsh in 1979, his senior year, was a first-team All-Big Ten. He was a third-team All-American, and he played in the January 1980 Hula Bowl. He went on to be a second-round pick, 33rd overall of the 1980 draft by the St. Louis Cardinals. He played for St. Louis from 80 to 86. He played mainly for Jim Hannifin as his head coach, but he also played 1 year for Gene Stallings. But it sounds like he lost a politics battle towards the end of his career, towards the end of his time, his tenure in St. Louis, when Stallings came in to be the coach and he lost his spot with the Cardinals. He signed with Atlanta in July of 1987, but was released after week one, tried out for New England in November of 87, did not make the roster. And then he signed with Indianapolis in the spring of 1988, but he was cut in the preseason, ending his professional career. We are 80 Doug Marsh days away until the start of the 2019 Michigan football season. And there also was, and I stress was, a number 80 on the roster for the current Michigan football team, but that number 80 was, well, he still is Oliver Martin, but he is no longer number 80 on the Michigan football team as he has transferred and he is going to be an Iowa Hawkeye. So Oliver Martin's departure means there is no current number 80 on the roster for the Michigan football team. We are 80 Doug Marsh, 80 Doug Renner days away until the start of the 2019 Michigan football season. How about that, Miz? 80 days.
That's crazy. I mean, I know Jay calls up and he's always telling us how pumped he is about it and everything, but, you know, just hearing it this time in the morning.
So, I know, it does hammer home. So
it does, yeah.
So Jake says, and he's told us that we start our countdown at 100.
Uh-huh.
So 20 days ago now. But math is strong with me at 6:45 in the morning. But Jake starts his countdown at 200, and I was sent a picture of his board. He has a magnetic board, or maybe it's a flip numbers, but it's every day changes those numbers. He's got the 200, 199, 198, all the way down, and he is now down to 80. We, of course, we're all down to 80.
Yep.
But he is he has a countdown that he has at home, and he keeps it, and he maintains it, and then he calls us with his excitement level every day. So during the prior to our 100, he would call in and occasionally give us that number.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, well, the previous months on the calendar have been ripped off, but whenever he would call in, if I didn't have the number written on the calendar, because we haven't had an intern in here to do it,
yep,
I would actually go up and just write the number on there just so I would remember what day he called in and know what the number was on the countdown. Today, however, we are 80 days away until the start of the 2019 Michigan football season.
Hell yeah.
We're going to step aside, take a break. We're going to venture away from Michigan sports just briefly because we have a lot of fun still to come. As we've mentioned, we have Jan Dowling, Michigan women's golf coach. She has already had a great start to her spring and summer. We'll also talk to her a little bit about the U.S. Open. We'll hear from Sam with the recruiting roundup. He talked to Roman Wilson. That's going to come up at 7:45. We have our Michigan baseball alumni hour in the 8 o'clock hour. We have Steve Clark at 9:05. We have Kent Michitaki golf classic preview at 9:30. But the other side of the break, I want to ask Miz a question. And he has no idea what the question is, but if he thinks about what's on the sports calendar right about now, he's going to have a pretty good idea of what we're going to talk about on the other side of the break. So let's slide into the break. We'll come back in the side, and we'll face off into the third segment of the show here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.